Hello, Open Heart Project. It is fantastic to see you. I am so happy we are able to sit together. As you may have noticed or will now notice, I am sending you a meditation video every week instead of every month. During this time of pandemic and intensity, I just wanted to be in closer contact, so I truly hope this will be useful. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes. We're going to start very soon. So please take your seat, get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor, with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or on the equally spiritual chair. And if you sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. As we get started, I want to share with you something that I learned from the wonderful meditation teacher Tara Brach, B-R-A-C-H. I'm sure many of you are familiar with her. She's a wonderful Vipassana teacher. And I had occasion to interview her this some years ago, 5 years ago maybe, about something. I don't even remember what, for someone's online event. So you can see I don't have the world's greatest memory. However, I do remember what she said. Our topic was generally compassion. And I really wanted to ask her, what does she say to her students who struggle with being compassionate? Perhaps you may have heard of this phenomena. You look around, you see people acting crazy. You see people doing things that enrage you. You see people making decisions that affect you, that you disagree with. Need I go on? How do you have compassion for that? How are you supposed to do that? Well, we try and we try and we try and we fail and we try again. And, you know, P.S., compassion does not mean nice. Just want to say that. There's a little detour. Being compassionate is not the same thing as being nice. You are entitled to your rage, you're entitled to your sadness, you're entitled to like people, you're entitled to dislike people. Please. No problem. Compassion doesn't mean you like everyone and you're like, aw. You know, it's not like you become the babysitter of the world. Compassion means something much closer to awake. You're paying attention. Then you can really be compassionate. So when you are actually present and paying attention, you can know, oh, in this moment, compassion means being nice. Let me comfort you. Let's talk. Let me hug you. However, in this moment, compassion means shutting up. Don't say anything. And in this moment, yet again, compassion means calling you out or getting angry. So compassion can mean anything. It is moment dependent, and it can only arise if you are connected to the present moment. I digress. So nonetheless, we try, and there are people that we find it very hard to be compassionate towards. Speaking for myself, I was just about to start naming names, but I will not do that. So I asked Tara Brach. Tara Brach, great meditation teacher, huge community. What do you tell your students, Tara Brach, who express compassion fatigue? Like, they're really tired from trying to be compassionate. Well, I really want to know, what do you tell them, Tara Brach? And I don't know what I was expecting, maybe a teaching on interdependence or some insight into the nature of emptiness, luminosity, the importance of non-attachment, the meaning of non-attachment. But no, without hesitation, she said, I tell them Sangha. Sangha is a Sanskrit word that means community. What do you, Tara Brach, tell your students who are tired of trying to be compassionate? Community. I tell them community. And that light bulb immediately started flashing when she said that, because of course, this teaching or that practice, very helpful. But when I'm at the bottom of my well, and I can't see up anymore, when I'm just don't even have the energy to try, when I just feel dark and overwhelmed, I connect with people who I love or who work on behalf of the things I believe in, or both. And immediately, just upon walking into the room, back in the olden days when we used to walk into rooms with other people in them, or whether it's an online room or a physical room, something lifts. I no longer have to try to lift myself. community lifts me up. I remember before the women's marches, there was many, many, many people feeling extremely downhearted. And then you see a field of people who believe as you do, and suddenly everything is lighter. It made sense why Tara Brach said, "I tell them Sangha." You can do. There are many online gatherings right now, but if that's not your thing, well, read a book about a group or a principles that you feel very aligned with. So at least you hear that author's voice. Make a donation, no matter how big or small, to something you believe in. Just that pushing send, "I donate $1 or $1 million, connects you, creates a pathway between you and a group of people that you respect or appreciate or love. Connect with your friends. Do little gestures of kindness. Meaning, how are you, in an email, or my friend Michael Carroll likes to suggest that you write out your favorite poem and you go stick it in a book somewhere, and someday someone will find it and you will have given them the gift of that poem. Anyway, these little gestures, things that connect us to each other, are the solution to compassion fatigue, or just fatigue of trying to live our best life, as my gal Oprah would say. And of course, please, this is a community. The Open Heart Project is a sangha. It is a community. So you're in one right now. And if you feel so moved, you could join the Open Heart Project Sangha, which is a group within the Open Heart Project. I invite you with all of my heart to be there. At this particular moment in time, it has become especially meaningful to converse with each other, to share stories, to talk about what's helping, to talk about what is very difficult, and to know that we are united in practice and the various gatherings that we have. So I know money is an issue right now, so I'm not trying to sell you something, but if you think this would be useful to you, please join the Open Heart Project Sangha, even just for a month. It would be so great to see you there. And it also is a support for me and for the Sangha altogether. We're really building something quite incredible in the Open Heart Project altogether. It has never been more meaningful to me to be able to connect with you and to offer these practices and some insight into teachings, and to know that we practice together right now, wherever you are, whatever time it is, there is someone in the Open Heart Project Sangha who is practicing with you, because we're all over the world. As we practice together, which we're fixing to do, know that as you breathe in and out, others breathe in and out with you. And even though we can't see each other, we're part of a network of extremely wonderful people committed to living from their hearts, to being fierce and independent and smart and sharp and courageous and tender and kind and gentle. I could not love you more. So let's practice together. Begin your practice by establishing your posture. The legs are crossed loosely in front of you if you're sitting on the floor, or you can sit with your feet flat on the floor if you're in a chair. And in either case, simply sit up straight. And if you don't feel well, you can lie down. And sitting up straight doesn't mean anything aggressive. It means connecting with the natural sort of beauty and straightness of your back body. just feel that it is strong and straight. Even if we have back pain or back problems, there's still this sense of elegance. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. Let the belly soften. Let the shoulders relax. The mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth are slightly parted. And the breath is natural in and out through the nose, unless you have a cold. So there's no breathing technique. The eyes are open and the gaze is cast down to a spot in front. And you don't have to grip that spot, you're not staring at it. Rather, it's just like a resting point for your gaze. It can just rest there, but you can allow the whole visual field in at the same time. Now let your attention rest on the sensation of breath. That is different than observing the breath. What is meant is feel the breath. Feel the body breathe. Feel the inhale and the exhale. Your mind will continue to make thoughts. That's fine. There's no effort to stop that or change that. Most of your thoughts will come and go. You don't have to do anything about them. You may notice them for a moment. That's fine. You're not really overly distracted from your breath. However, if you notice that you have become absorbed in thought to the point where you have no more awareness of your breath, that's great, because you just saw that. That's a moment of awake. So you see you're absorbed in thinking, and you notice that. You say to yourself silently, thinking. You label it. Then just let go. The letting go is a very soft release. It's not a hack or a chop or a shove. It's just let go. Just let go. Gently bring your attention back to the breath. And if it's not gentle, try again. Just a gentle coming back and a fresh start. Begin again, feeling the cycle of breath. Thank you so much for your practice. It means a lot. Thank you for practicing with me. That means a lot too. And thank you for practicing together. And may your immune system kick ass.